There are dozens of conservation groups across the Mountain West working to protect the waters, the lands, and wildlife that make up our region. And that includes a nonprofit in Nevada that is helping preserve an important tree species that's increasingly threatened by climate change. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radall reports.
Ready? One, two, three.
It's a Thursday morning inside a warehouse in Sparks, and members of Friends of Nevada Wilderness are loading pickup trucks with equipment and supplies.
No, I got it.
From shovels and picks to ice chests and coffee.
Coffee's a main part of our trips.
That's Meg Tate. She's the group's stewardship coordinator, and she knows how to recruit eco-conscious volunteers.
We definitely sell how much food we provide to everyone and how much coffee we provide as a main selling point for sure, apart from being out in this beautiful area.
Tate and her team are preparing for a full day of driving and hiking north of Reno into the Paiute Peak and Pine Forest wilderness areas. The terrain is home to populations of whitebark pine, thick, ghostly gray trees that look like something out of a Dr. Seuss book. They stand in high elevations of the West, including parts of Nevada, California, Idaho, and Wyoming. Their twisted branches create shade that helps slow snowmelt, extending stream flows into the summer months. Their seeds are also a high-calorie food source for more than a dozen species, from birds to grizzly bears.
So it is considered a keystone species, so it's really important to keep them in these ecosystems because they provide such great habitat.
But that's being threatened by human-caused climate change. Rising temperatures are causing beetle outbreaks, wildfires, and an invasive fungus called blister rust to wipe them out. In fact, more than half of whitebark stands in the West are dead. That's according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which listed the species as threatened a year ago. The whitebark pines far north of Reno might be outliers.
We believe that these two whitebark pine areas that are so remote are isolated enough that they aren't being impacted by this.
And they're on a mission to find out. Over the summer, they put small cages over some of the pine cones on dozens of trees to protect them from birds. Now they're going back to collect the developed seeds. They'll hand them off to their partner on the project, the Bureau of Land Management. Kristen Ross is with the federal agency's office in Winnemucca. She says they'll use the seeds for genetic research and
to kind of create a stock of seeds to replant, to grow seedlings from in the future, like if stands are damaged by fire or there's huge mortality, being able to grow seedlings out and replace those lost trees.
Michael McCampbell is also with the Winnemucca office. He says help from Friends of Nevada Wilderness allows them to not only store more seeds, but also study them from a broader area.
We don't have dedicated forestry staff to go out and do this kind of thing. So being able to bring in Friends of Nevada Wilderness with their volunteers really made a big impact.
He adds that the conservation group's outreach about its conservation efforts helps raise awareness about the state's threatened species and ecosystems. That led Jeff Locke to start volunteering 7 years ago. He was also at the warehouse helping the team pack for the trip to the whitebark pines.
Started looking at things that were much larger than myself. I've always kind of been a nature guy since I was young. And I just decided I would be more of a participant.
Every year, the group relies on a pool of dozens of volunteers in northern and southern Nevada for projects across the state. To date, Friends of Nevada Wilderness has helped protect more than 3 million acres of wilderness. Sharon Netherton is the group's executive director. She says their work is more important than ever as drought, wildfires, and invasive species increasingly impact Nevada's waters and lands.
Intact landscapes are going to do more to counter climate change issues. So we look at how we can connect wildlife corridors to other protected landscapes and find ways that we can help keep more of these landscapes from getting developed.
That includes an effort to conserve nearly 1 million acres of wide open landscape in Washoe County. The group worked with Democratic U.S. Senator Jackie Rosen and her staff to educate the public about the Truckee Meadows Public Lands Management Act. The proposal aims to promote sustainable growth and economic development, support tribal communities, and preserve public lands. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radall.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed. Because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to Life Kit from NPR.